This is AAR Audio, and you're listening to Understanding Freight Rail Crew Size. How many people should be riding in the cab of a freight train? At first, that sounds like a simple safety question, but it's actually a question about collective bargaining, operations, and decades of safety data. In 2024, the Federal Railroad Administration, or FRA, issued a rule generally requiring at least two crew members on many freight trains. The goal was to improve safety. The challenge is that federal agencies have spent years studying this issue and have never found conclusive evidence that simply requiring two people in every locomotive makes freight rail safer. This isn't a new debate. Those federal agency studies have been going on for more than 15 years. In 2009, the FRA stated that it found no factual evidence that one-person crews should be prohibited. In 2015, the National Transportation Safety Board concluded there was insufficient data to show that accidents are avoided simply by having a second qualified person in the cab. In 2016, the FRA again said it could not determine whether one-person crews were safer or less safe than larger crews. And in 2019, the agency withdrew a previous crew size proposal after concluding the accident data did not support a staffing regulation. That doesn't mean that railroads have stood still. It's actually quite the opposite. Over the last two decades, freight rail has continued investing billions and billions of dollars into safety. Employees receive extensive training. Infrastructure has been modernized. Inspection technologies have advanced. And Positive Train Control, or PTC, is now fully operational across tens of thousands of miles of freight rail lines. PTC supports the train engineer by continuously monitoring train movements. It enforces speed restrictions, it monitors signals, and it can automatically stop a train to help prevent certain incidents caused by human error. It's one of the biggest safety advancements in modern railroad history. Technology has also changed the work performed by train crews. A century ago, freight trains commonly operated with five crew members. As air brakes, radios, computerized dispatching, electronic inspections, and PTC transformed railroad operations, crew size gradually changed as well. Those changes weren't imposed overnight. They were negotiated through collective bargaining between railroads and labor unions under the Railway Labor Act. That process has determined staffing for generations, while the industry's safety performance continues to improve. Today's conductors also spend much of their time performing work outside the locomotive. They inspect trains, prepare them for departure, respond to equipment issues, and perform switching operations in yards. Some railroads have proposed positioning conductors where that work actually occurs instead of assigning one to ride every freight train. That would allow conductors to respond directly to trains that need assistance while reducing unnecessary travel and improving work-life balance. The issue extends beyond the largest railroads. Hundreds of short-line railroads and passenger rail already operate safely using one qualified crew member in many situations under existing operating practices. Smaller railroads have argued that a nationwide staffing mandate creates significant costs while limiting the flexibility they need to serve local customers. The U.S. Small Business Administration has also raised concerns that the economic impact of the federal rule on short-line railroads was significantly underestimated. The crew size debate isn't about choosing between safety and efficiency. It's about how safety is achieved. Federal safety data has never shown that a mandatory two-person crew by itself improves safety. Decades of safety gains have instead come from better training, stronger infrastructure, advanced technology, and continuous investment across the railroad. As those technologies continue to evolve, the debate over crew size is likely to continue as well. The challenge is finding the right balance between maintaining one of the safest freight rail systems in the world while allowing the industry to keep modernizing for the future.